This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Where? London. 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 Yes, London. You know, fish, chips, cup of tea, bad food, worse weather, merry fucking poppins, London.
I'm on the south side, that's where I reside. Born in Westminster, my nigga, at high tide. It's high time that lens one gets into your mind's eye. Recite lines that I wrote while tripping the bright lines. Tea and scones, more like few pints and some Mai Tais. Grab a couple bad bitches from Bricky that might slide. It's ridiculous, really. The border's a fine line. London, that small pond, I'm living that shark slide. Cast iron leaders, we live in that pastime. Stoop enough suits, so I toot and then pass mine. Couple steps to the ends and your past crime. Below the B-line, penny farthings for drive-bys. I'm Arabian nightline, match up to my size. Deranged guys with cockney accents and wide eyes. Cage minds, LDN, but I stay live. Tripping on them cobbles and looking at grey skies.
Yeah, shout out. Cat to live with fam. I was in the pussy cat like Lewis Ham. Up in the south, you boots as a junior fam. I put an S on my chest like Superman. Looping ends where they use the slang. And every shooting's depends on the boot with fans. I want a 136, but I come like Fritz and throw that bite hook when you move to man.
Shit, bus 36 with a booger man. Riding the route since junior fam. St. Thomas the Apostle boy. My teachers made me this ruler. And I'm swinging off the elephant and castle. This is not hype. You see a bagel kingdom smelling bastard. I am that guy.
This is not hype. This is not hype.
In my respect, is a low school. There's no school like the old school, and I'm the fucking headmaster.
Yes.
That's why you come to me. Got it?
I don't boast loads about my postcode. I have reservations, a boatload. I was born in Peckham, raised in Brixton, amidst riot shields and cultural friction. I'm from Myersfield, but I walk the planet. I'm in control of me, so go and talk to Janet. As far as roti, clap him north, roti Tupa. There's no fucking with south, we are the Karma Sutra. So let's get it straight, rep in the area. You don't own a thing and it's late, you need a bring in. Wait, the phone is ringing, let me answer the call. While you play Humpty Dumpty and just fall off the wall, I'll be chewing on jerk chicken from Bickles on Cold Harbor Lane, where the pain and blood trickles. Psychologically, it's war without missiles. It's a jungle out here. Don't let it get you.
Get you. Get you. Get you. Get you.
I'm from New Trey, rude boy, Brixton born and where we ain't for the talking and we ain't walking out. Walk for the rain, longest of nights, shortest of days. Unemployment on the rise, but crime fortunately. And they blame it on the youth, they say that's the reason we bang. But Cockney's a rhyming slang before rap was even a thing. The craze were cutting up mans before we were even in gangs. They were leaving them in the tent before we had even begun. In a city full of vermin, I live here, I can't confirm it. And we don't give respect to no person, you have to earn it. No earning without a permit, burn it like we're trying to permit. Riot furnace, fire fighting fence if we don't like the verdict. Government get no love, we're gunning for parliament. After we come for them, it's the banks, the Ark of the Covenant. Mark of the Brotherhood, rip the hearts of the marvelous. My brother just bust case, still screw face like nothing's good.
Movements.
Back when it was never whack then, with my black friends and no Mac-10s, just crack then, some shank in and then acting like nothing went down when the boys in black all packed in. No front, now that I know I'm the one, I'm trying to knock up Jordan Dunn. I sound like I'm from London, Southeast, bumpkin. Your gal is pussy crease, was he wild when I jumped in? Burgess Park, I'm bagging hatties, back in the 12 bus grabbing batties. Sacred Heart for fashions, priest has said I need a blessing. In the front for Turkish rolls, round the back for guns and poles. Battered pride and broken bones, they fed us lies in broken homes. Never grew wise, disheveled trolls. They gentrified and sell our domes. They sell them high, now I can't buy in. It's all land that was my own. Whether TY or Gen E line, street guys, don't let us get streetwise. Cause when it gets there, you won't decide. The start and end of your demise. I'm eating, fam. Fingers in the pie like Dom Solaire. Trust me, every step from now, the price goes up like Ryanair.
It's FUBAR Radio. That absolutely epic tune was by Abiyade featuring Lens One, Shoutout, Ty and Genesis Elijah. Three out of those four featured artists have been... In fact, no, four out of those five artists. Did I mention five artists? Abiyade, Lens One, Ty, Shoutout and Genesis Elijah. Right, so four out of five of those artists have been on this very show. Which used to be presented by myself and Harley, Harley Sylvester Sule. No, that's not right. Harley Alexander Sylvester Sule. No, Harley Sule Alexander Sylvester.
Wow, that's a name.
I think
that's a good name. Or Louis the Third, as he also goes by.
Exactly.
That's what happened last week. We found out.
But I am the reason I mention. My past co-presenter, also Renzel Nottingham, is that I'm flying solo today, apart from Sarah Dubunda, a.k.a. Natalie King. There's so many AKAs on this team.
I know, right?
We need to settle on one title.
I think so. No, I quite like having several.
Yeah, go on, have
it. Well, we got talking about several, we got several guests in today.
We do have several guests in today. We have Names Bliss in at 4:30, hopefully. Going to go on rapid times. So between 4:30 and 6.
Yeah.
And also Nux, another rapper. At 5:30, risky, that one.
Yeah, I said five to him, so...
Yeah, good, you know, good.
So we're hoping.
Right, so we got those guests in. We've got all the usual, well, unusual stories, to be fair. And Natalie's going to be quizzing me, because I find that a lot of the time radio presenters will tell you what they've been up to. But because I often forget... Natalie, kind of, we have a bit of an inquisition.
Yeah, we tell you.
And it's interrogated. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you straight away what's going on with cake.
Okay, cool. That one off the top of my head
going
is
going to
easy.
A cake event, are you?
I am going to a cake event.
What's the cake event?
Mary Berry's my plus one.
Wow.
I'm joking. No. Now, there's an event tomorrow at a venue called Lalo in West London, Goldbourne Road. And very small venue, but there's going to be some really cool live music. And an artist that I'm very excited about and happen to manage, actually, Alana Verde, she's playing. And there's two other acts on who are also great R&B singers. It's just going to be an R&B night with some DJs also playing some sets before and after.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good vibe. About, venue holds very, very little people. So if anyone wants to come, hit up my Instagram, go to my story, find the email address and either email or just DM me and I'll stick you on the guest list.
Okay, I'll be honest, I didn't know anything more than that and I genuinely thought it was an event involving cake. I didn't realise, because that's all I had. Kyra, the assistant producer on the show, does a bit of investigating.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had here, going to a cake event tomorrow.
Yeah, it's purely an event called cake.
Oh,
I don't
see.
Think they're even going to serve one slice. If there's not a slice of cake on sale tomorrow as merch or something, then I'm going to actually have to quiz the event promoter and ask him why. Why that name?
Exactly, because if you're going somewhere, it's a cake event, you expect some cake, I think.
Right.
I mean,
I just expect to be the icing on it.
Would you go to an event that was just about cakes, though? Like
of course
food?
I would.
It's nice.
You wouldn't, though, because you don't like cake.
Cheesecake. If it's a cheesecake event, I'm there.
Debatable as to whether that's a cake, though.
Well,
supposing a part of it is baked, so yeah, go on, it's a cake.
It's not a biscuit, is it? Well, I don't know what else you'd call it if it's not a cake.
Well, it's got a biscuit base.
True.
So what actually makes a cheesecake a cake?
Good point. I don't know, because it's not actually as cold as well. It's not even hot cake.
Is it the dimensions? Is it that it's too big to be a biscuit, hence the title cake?
Do you know what? I don't know. In the same way that the Jaffa cake is contested a lot, isn't it, whether it's a biscuit or a cake?
That goes hard when it's stale.
Yeah.
So it's a cake.
Oh, okay. It's the facts. I've never left a cheesecake long enough to see if it would go hard when it's stale.
Well, the cheese would congeal, wouldn't it?
Ooh, it'd be horrible.
It would solidify to some degree. It wouldn't be in the same state as nice, creamy cheese. So, to that extent, that makes a cake as well, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, apart from going to cake events, have you been up to anything else?
I don't know. You tell me.
That's all I've got. So I'm sensing not if that's the only thing that we found on your social media.
What have I been up to? In the meantime, what have you been up to?
I went to a Wagamama's relaunch on the
South Bank. I didn't know that they'd kind of...
For this particular venue.
Okay, not the whole chain.
No, not the whole chain, the one on the South Bank.
Okay.
Very nice when I got there, I have to say, with the new menu, with this new gin and tonic they're doing. Lovely.
Yeah.
And I went with Abby, who works here.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lovely evening out. And then my other friend that I took, Gary, who just sent me a link and was like, watch to the end. It turns out no one noticed there were cameras there and that we've all made it into some video on the Wagamama thing, which they posted.
Strong.
That, like, we're having a lovely time. Too lovely, if you know what I mean. Too many gins. It looks quite animated. Or I do.
But don't they say that gin makes women especially depressed?
Yeah, and I don't know why that is.
Me neither.
Because it's had a resurgent gin and tonic. It's very sort of hipstery now. The way everyone's drinking gin and tonic again. There's all this fancy
I was drinking
gins.
Gin and tonic before it was cool.
Right, when it was just old men drinking it for depressant. Ugh.
Yeah, basically.
But now it's all cool, isn't it? And all this new flavoured gin and pink gin and...
I've been told numerous times that I have the same vices as a grandmother because I drink gin and tonic. Once I stopped drinking beer as much, I started drinking gin and tonic more.
Yeah.
And I also smoke silk cuts. I don't condone smoking. I'm not advertising it. But it's a very grandmotherly brand of cigarettes to smoke.
Is it? I didn't know that.
That's what I've heard. A lot of people are like, my grand smokes Silk Cut Purple.
And has a gin and tonic.
And has a gin and tonic.
That's very Pat Butcher, actually, isn't
it? I might as well start knitting soon. It's very Doc Cotton.
Is it true that, this is what my friend told me the other night, actually. She said, I went out and had lots of gin and tonic, but it's fine because you don't get drunk on that. That can't be true. What? Any alcohol will make you drunk, surely.
When people say that, it just makes me think, fuck off, mate. How old are you?
Yeah, it's true.
When we used to When smoking weed was so much more of a community thing, when a lot of us would sort of congregate and pass a joint around, there's always one person that was like, oh my God, are you high? I'm not high. And it's like, well, you wasted your money then, pal.
Yeah, exactly. Like that theory, which I think I might have seen in a Kevin Smith film, about smoking yourself straight, which can't be true, can it?
In what context are
in
we talking?
You smoke so
straight.
No, what, you smoke so much that you become not stoned anymore. You're straight.
Right, you meant you smoke so much out of your homosexuality into heterosexuality.
President Trump would be all over that.
It's true. He'd have legalized marijuana across the whole of the United States ages ago. Jeff Sessions would be like doing an about turn on all his kind of negative statements about marijuana.
Well, that cannot be true, though, can it? That if you smoke so much of it that you just become not immune to it, but you're like, oh, I'm not stoned anymore.
I don't know. I I've been a stoner for a few years now, and the effect hasn't worn off.
Well, okay, obviously not doing it enough.
Obviously not.
Well, there's lots of theories. There's a theory as well about, I don't know if you've heard this, that if you don't wash your hair for a certain amount of time, it cleans itself. Have you heard that?
All these sound like just things that people say when they can't be bothered to do something.
Yeah.
But just want people to get off their backs.
And have really dirty hair. And exactly. Like, I'm just leaving it for a bit because at some point I'll be the winner here because I won't be spending money on shampoo.
Exactly. Who's going to be laughing then? Yeah. Self-activating cleanliness.
In the meantime, keep your dirty hair away from me.
Exactly.
That's
dirty
true.
Hair's
That's
the worst.
Yeah, it is the worst. But there are some days when I don't know if you have this too, where you're like, oh, I'll probably do it today, but I can just leave it till tomorrow. Like, then there's a day
of
where
course.
Like, it can't be left anymore, it has to be done.
Oh, well, it never even gets to the stage for me where... Well, the thing is, I've got very short hair anyway, but even when I did used to have, as you know, dreadlocks, like, it never got to the stage where I thought, okay, I'm cutting it a bit fine now, better wash my hair soon, you know?
Dry shampoo, though.
I never ever used that.
It's amazing. Mm. I introduced someone that works here to it, she'd never tried it before, and she didn't... We've all done the thing where you don't read, you know, when you don't read, you buy stuff and you don't read how to use it properly.
Yeah.
So I just sprayed it on my hair once and it was like dusty hair because you're supposed to comb it through.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Just sprayed and went and my hair looked like it had
powdery
cobwebs
mesh.
On it or something.
You're doing cocaine wrong. it's rubbing your
it's
hair
coming
in
up
it.
Through the hair follicles. Can you imagine?
Yeah. You're doing cocaine so much.
It's
growing
out
of your scalp. Yeah.
Yeah. So don't do that either.
Ever.
Okay, let's do it. Well, should we get into a little track? And then,
let's do it. And then when we get back, let's talk about the people that are getting diamond dermal piercings on their fingers instead of engagement rings.
I blow a bag for this. Good girl, you a good girl, just be bad a bit. Them good nails, so scandalous. Plus
This pussy miraculous. No, my baby not average, so I'ma go to a bag for this. New Chanel, can't you tell? My baby, she my favorite girl. She my world. New Chanel, can't you tell? My baby, she my favorite girl. She my world.
Come with me, take a walk with me. Baby, please, I don't want apologies. All I need, double D's, buns and all of me. Buns and all of me, buns and all of me. Ride it for me, baby, ride it for me, girl. Shake it, please, baby, grind it for me, girl. Ride it for me, baby, ride it for me, girl. Shake it, please, baby, grind it for me, girl.
Yeah. I blew a bag, I done it, I blew a bag, I done it. I do the dash from Sonic, strapping the loudest chronic. Pull up Houdini, who done it? If I got him, my niggas, them got it. Gucci all on me, I'm honest. Gucci all on me, I'm modest. Pick a story, pick a side. Look a nigga in the eyes. Boulevard, hella fights. Summertime, hella flights. Bad biddies, wanna fuck a nigga for some clout. No doubt, no doubt. Show out, show out.
I blow a bag for this. Good girl, you a good girl, just be bad a bit. Them good nails, so scandalous. Plus, this pussy miraculous. No, my baby not average, so I'ma go to a bag for this. New Chanel, can't you tell? My baby, she my favorite girl. She my world. New Chanel, can't you tell? My baby, she my favorite girl. She my world.
Yeah. Baby, let's go shopping, pop a tag, you can't announce. Keep her by the dozen, blow a bag, I'm blowing ounce. Five is in the building, what's the jewelry on me lounge? Don't tell me that I should go, she's out here doing rounds. Just pick up the bag, let's get it, pick up the bag, I'm with it. Pick up the bag, so Elvis, pick up the bag, so Elvis. I knocked it up two levels, she want the fiber special. She want the fiber special.
She my baby, she a keeper. She can keep the rollie if I leave her. I pull up in new season. I blow a bag without a reason. If you know the feeling. I'm trippy when I'm leaving. Good girl, you a good girl, just be bad a bit. Them good nails, so scandalous. Plus this pussy miraculous. No, my baby not average, so I'ma go for a bag for this. New Chanel, can't you tell? My baby, she my favorite girl. She my world. New Chanel. Can't you tell? My baby, she my favorite girl. She my world. I blow a bag for this. Good girl, you a good girl, just be bad a bit. Them good nails, so scandalous. Plus this pussy miraculous. No, my baby not average, so I'ma go blow a bag for this. New Chanel, can't you tell? My baby, she my favorite girl. She my world. New Chanel, can't you tell? My baby, she my favorite girl.
It's FUBAR Radio. We're just coming out of New Gen, which is a Young Ads, Dirt Bike, LB, Young T and Bugsy. And that was Favourite Girl, which was originally called Chanel. But apparently Chanel, the high fashion brand, issued like a cease and desist of some kind and told them they couldn't have that as the title.
Right, because Chanel is the favourite girl.
Chanel is
now if she's real, she's going to be quite annoyed that there was a song about her and now she can't be credited.
Well, I think they're saying in Chanel.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so you know that they're talking about the designer label. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to New Gen. They're an ever-shifting collective.
They are, yeah.
New Gen, the title remains the same, but the members, you'll always hear different kind of names on the songs. And then that was just an example. Young Ads and Dirtbike LB, I think, if I'm not mistaken, make up D-Block Europe. And then Young T and Bugsy are a duo in their own right. So it's two duos combining to make a foursome for
a favourite
girl. We had
New Gen in before, didn't we?
We had members of New Gen in before, shout out to Caroline SM, who kind of, it's definitely her baby.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely her baby. And it's great to see the things that they're doing and the kind of music they're making. To the music they're making, should I say. Unfortunately, I can't see music.
No, some people can, I think.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
It must be some sort of form of, like, is it synesthesia?
Yeah.
Where you see...
You see music, yeah.
Or, like, I know people see colours when they hear certain sounds or when they're exposed to certain stimuli. It doesn't have to be music, I don't think.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking, I was thinking of Ali. You remember Ally McBeal, that show?
Yeah.
Whenever she used to walk in, she used to have, like, in
of
her
course,
head the theme
yeah.
song, didn't she?
And there was always, like, sort of random, quite surreal scenes, wasn't it? If I remember correctly, yeah.
It was a bizarre show. It was good. Yeah.
Was it lawyers?
Yeah.
Was she a lawyer?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember. And one of the guys in it was from Porky's.
Was it? I remember the film Porky's.
Yeah.
I remember
one
that.
Of the guys in it was definitely in Porky's. Okay. 100 million percent. He was the guy with sort of curly hair.
He was in Ghostbusters too, I think.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Looks a bit like Billy Crystal, but that reminds me of Billy Crystal.
I know who you mean.
You know what I'm about.
Yeah.
Don't know that brother's name, but shout out to him.
Yeah, that's a good show. I should bring that back.
Yeah, for real. For real. What other shows would you want to bring back if you could choose? All right, just one show to bring back.
Well, I don't know if you remember this, but I really like Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, so I've seen a couple of episodes. Yep.
And had Seth Rogen and James Franco and so many Jason Segel. Mm-hmm. And it was a really brilliant show, I think, made in the 90s. Made one series and they axed it. And it's become like a cult thing now.
It has, yeah. I think I've seen, if I haven't seen all of that season, then I've definitely seen most of it. And it is incredible.
Yeah, it's good. What about you? What shows have you got?
Anything I would ask them to bring back. Maybe, do you know what? Let me go for something from my Nickelodeon days, like Sister Sister.
Yeah, yeah.
That has to get brought back. Okay. And I think, if memory, I swear I saw the woman that used to play Lisa on Sister Sister. I'm sure she said something about some sort of reunion, maybe.
At some point, they'll do it. Marisha, would be great. I might bring Marisha back.
That would be
actually.
Cool.
And, well, Sabrina the Teenage Witch is coming back. Obviously,
really?
New cast, but yeah.
Not Melissa Joan Hart.
No. I remember when Twitter was quite new and everyone got excited because she followed you. If you look at her, she follows everybody.
Everybody.
And you were like, yeah.
I hate that.
I know, it's annoying.
I hate that. Like, you see someone's followed you and they've got the verified tick.
And,
and you go, oh, they're following 2 million people. What the fuck does their timeline look like, please?
They can't ever look at Twitter if you just can't be bothered.
And it's always inspirational bullshit fucking quotes.
Oh, I'll tell you the other one that followed everybody, Taye Diggs. Now, I got very excited when he followed
everyone.
And I was like, oh my God.
Do you know
amazing.
Who's the OG of following everyone?
Who?
Lil B, the bass god.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's the OG of following everyone. He must have been in Twitter jail so many times.
Who else? Blackalicious. They follow a lot of people because I remember they follow, again, if you follow someone, you're like, oh my God, they follow me back. Amazing. Yeah.
Oh, they also follow my mum.
Right. Why following so many people?
It's fucking infuriating. Wow. But let's get into our first story of the day. So people are getting diamond dermal piercings on their fingers in place of engagement rings. Instagram has become a new destination for mind-blowing style and beauty trends, and now users are sharing photos of a new accessorizing trend, dermal piercings as a sign of commitment. Piercing lovers are commemorating their love by permanently getting diamonds pierced into their left ring finger in place of an engagement ring and have been documenting the sparkling trend. The dermal piercing makes it look like the diamond or crystal is floating on top of the skin once the base anchor is secured and the decorative stud is placed on it.
What's a base anchor? Is that go under the skin to secure it?
Yeah. It's like, like a magnet.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
Professional body piercer Billy DeBerry of Fallen Sparrow Tattoo in Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee. Do you remember that song? That's a great place.
I reckon that's where Ed Sheeran thought of the title for Kiss Me.
Yeah.
Kiss me if you want to be loved.
As if spat with two E's on the end and everything.
Kissimmee.
Two E's. Lovely.
Yeah. Someone just describing themselves one day. Kissimmee. Okay, so Billy DeBerry, a Fallen Sparrow Tattoo in Kissimmee, Florida, said microdermal anchors are safe and the body will hold them for years as long as they're in ideal places and if implant-grade titanium is used. Although DeBerry says he has been giving clients dermal piercings on their ring fingers for over 10 years now, he's only noticed them become popular since social media exposure. He said, they're different than other piercings since it's considered surface work. It really lets a person get away from traditional piercings like the ear or nose. With the base being anchored into place under the surface of the skin, the tops are interchangeable with a huge variety of colours, shapes and designs.
Nah.
It sounds more like a fashion thing than an engagement. Do you know what I mean? Engagement is obviously a sentimental, union...
I'm
not very
finger.
Romantic, so I don't even know what the fuck engagement's about, to be fair.
No, I think it's to cement your forever with that person, isn't it? I don't know.
It's kind of to put your
mark.
Future spouse on layaway.
It is, yeah. They're off the market.
Yeah.
Here's something here's for a deposit. Everyone
yeah.
show.
It's a little deposit.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the little the sheet. You got to keep that in your records.
Yeah.
Bring it back when you're ready to pay the rest.
Well, some people, I think most people wear engagement rings. But you know, that, like, particularly men, I think, and actually maybe some women too, don't wear wedding rings.
What do you mean?
When they get married, they don't wear a wedding ring. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it used to be maybe more men that did that, but and less so women. But I've seen, you know, I've seen some married presenters on TV that haven't got a ring on.
Right, yeah.
And so I feel that's okay, isn't it? Like if you're, you know, it's your choice. I'm like, I don't want to wear a ring on that finger. I don't like it on my left hand. But
I think do you, like, do what you want to do. But you know, at the same time, like, you know, people are going to draw their own conclusions. That's the that's the problem. So if someone famous isn't wearing a wedding ring, mm-hmm. and I know they're married, then. Yeah, I do think, why wouldn't they wear a wedding ring?
But then, you know, for men as well as women, do you mean?
Yes, of course, right. Yeah. But it also depends on their profession.
Yeah.
So if they're a porn star, then I can excuse the absence of the wedding
ring. Yeah, that's true. Or, like, when they have, at least they haven't got the finger with the, like, the tan mark with the ring is, you know, when they, like, slipped it off. Like, well, I can see you had a ring on your finger.
Yeah, exactly.
There's that.
I don't know why someone just, you know, a regular TV presenter would not wear a wedding ring.
Maybe it doesn't go with their, I don't know, go with their outfit.
I'm not wearing gold today.
Yeah, it doesn't work. but with this piercing, why would it be on the left hand? Why not the middle finger?
It's got to be on the same finger that an engagement ring would be,
so
right?
That's what I think. You said you thought maybe it was more of a fashion-y sort of thing.
Yeah, no, but I mean the whole concept of having... I suppose they want they want the absence of the band, don't they?
Yeah.
But the problem is that in the symbolism, it's the ring that's the most important part because it signifies everlasting love. It's a circle. It never ends.
Wow.
So you put that circle around your ring finger, and apparently in the ring finger is the vein that goes to your heart.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, so that's where the symbolism lies.
I see.
Well, so if you're then putting just, you know, you're getting someone to go under your skin and you're doing all that to eliminate the ring, you're kind of getting rid of the essence, which for me takes it to the fashion realm.
Well, I know what to do then. Just work out a way to put a hoop in there, and it's still a ring, isn't it? An earring, but it's a hoop earring in your finger.
Or just get a ring.
Just get a ring, maybe, yeah. I don't know. I know it's... When I hope it's really good quality studs in your finger, because when I've worn earrings before that I've bought from perhaps, you know, aren't like real silver,
yeah,
the ears are hurting sometimes.
Yeah.
They can make it a bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot ears, so the finger.
You'd hope that it was only the best, like this, what's his name, Mr. DeBerry, Billy DeBerry.
Yeah.
Billy the Berry. It's a talking berry that pierces people in Kissimmee, Florida. Sounds like a fucking plot of a cartoon,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It doesn't sound real at all.
He says that, you know, you want to use materials such as titanium.
Yeah, definitely.
So you wouldn't want to get this kind of thing done in like a back alley where he's like, I can give you some steel.
Well, what's your pain threshold like? Because I'm not sure if I could handle that.
I don't think I would do that anyway. Tattoos are good enough. And like, I've got my ears stretched, but that hurts about as much as having your ears pierced.
How does that hurt?
About as much as having your ears pierced.
That doesn't hurt. Actually, that's
not unbearable.
No.
Definitely not unbearable.
Would you have any other piercings anywhere?
I used to have my nose pierced in the day. Funnily enough, like I had my nose pierced, and I had a little Saturday job or something, a little part-time job in the Disney store.
Oh, nice.
In Covent Garden. And they said because it was a family store, I wasn't allowed to have my nose pierced.
Really?
I don't know what that means. I don't know how you arrive at that conclusion.
Yeah.
Because it's a family store, you can't have your nose pierced.
Well, it's like when you start a job somewhere and they say, oh, you can't have your hair purple or a different colour. It's got to be, you can't have colour. And you're like, why? What's the problem with this exactly?
It's fucking bullshit.
Mm.
It's absolute bullshit.
What did you do in the Disney store? What was your job there?
I was just on the shop floor, you know.
It used to be a nice place to go, I remember.
It was really good. And like, it was, there were times when it was just really, really quiet. So I think I must have seen The Little Mermaid like 9 times.
You just
basically
sat there watching The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, from different points.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I just know what's going to happen next in any scene.
Right. Well, do you remember there was the trend for the nipple piercing, the belly button piercing? That was never one for you, no?
No, no, I'm all right, you know. Didn't do a Prince Albert.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. That was popular for about a minute, and then everyone was like, no, I don't get that done.
Now, wait, what, your dick, yeah?
Yeah, like, no, okay. I don't think so. I'm trying to think who... I think it... Do you remember the singer Kelly LaRock? Because I think she had her cheek pierced, didn't she?
Yeah, no, she had... she kind of... Yeah, she started the trend of people getting their lip pierced just above the top...
You're right.
The top corner. Yeah, had very... she had the best face. Well, she had. She's not dead.
No, yeah.
Shout out Kelly LaRock. She's got the best face. She's got a Cheshire cat mouth. Like... She's like a black Julia Roberts in that sense. Or Julia Roberts is a black, white Kelly LaRock, actually.
Yeah.
And she's just got the widest mouth.
And she had some tunes as well.
Yeah, big time.
So it's come back, Kelly LaRock.
Mm.
Cool. But you wouldn't have this done.
Nah.
It's just a little fad, I think. But then, you know, maybe it'll make it easier, I suppose. You know, once you get your new fiancé, take that off, just pop another one.
This is true, is true. They kind of... I feel like with that, though, they're reinventing the wheel a bit.
Mm.
Because they're like, oh, my God, look how easy it is now to put a different thing. But look how easy it is to take off an engagement ring.
Shoot, and you can have several fiancés. And for every day of the week, you just have different ones. Just change it.
Yeah. I don't think the law changes.
No. Well, it's not illegal, is it, to have a good fiancé? Husband, wait, but be bigamy.
That's
but
a good point.
I don't know actually what the law is. If you can be engaged to several people.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Mm, it's definitely 100% illegal to be married to more than one person. Yeah.
But is it illegal to be engaged to more than one person?
That I do not know. We'll find out.
Yes, let's try and find out, in fact. Okay. Let's get into a song in the meantime, and we'll be back on the other side of this. It's Fubar Radio. Yes, it's FUBAR Radio, and that was Stay Alive by Holly Cook, and she's got a famous father.
Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols there is her father, yes.
I knew I recognised that surname. That was her.
That was Holly Cook.
But we've got our first guest of the day in the studio right now, and he goes by the name of Names Bliss.
Come on.
How's it going, brother?
It's going well, man. It's going good.
Where are you hailing from? How far have you come to get to the station?
From Enfield, Ted.
So, okay, cool. So not too far.
Is that
born and raised thing?
No. Born and raised in Northwest London, so Cricklewood.
Yeah.
Cricklewood, Kilburn. Moved out of London, then moved back in.
Why did you move out of London? Was that to go to school?
It was rough, there was a bit of stuff that was going on at the time.
Okay.
A bit of madness going on with the fam and the violence and that. Then we moved out, fresh start, and then obviously I'm old enough now, so I moved back in.
Moved back to Enfield, a nice little suburb.
Enfield.
Natalie's trouble as well, you know. You might have to be careful. Don't cross paths with Natalie.
I'll be careful.
If you want to stay out of trouble, don't run.
Just Bounds Green, it'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But you are you're right about now promoting a song, Style and Grace, featuring a grime legend. To be fair,
yeah. Big up Manga Sent Hillier.
Massive big ups to Manga.
I'm Northwest as well. That's how I rate.
Yeah, exactly. Which was the popular misconception would have been that he was from East London.
A lot of people thought he was from East London. I had arguments about that. I always had to say no, he's actually from Northwest.
Yeah. Pretty much the only one, I think.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah. So how did you and Mango meet?
So I had a set of Represent, was P Money set, myself, C Kane and Mango. We met there and we just clicked. It was a natural one, we just clicked. Then I met him at a couple shows. Then I went to his show.
At birthdays.
No, it was actually at Relentless.
Okay.
Relentless number 5, Tottenham Court Road, which is the first bar on the track. But yeah, I met him at Relentless again, met him a couple of times. He got talking, got chatting. Then when I made the song, it was just like, it's a natural one.
Yeah, he's an active guy. He's a guy you can count on if you need a collaboration. 100%. We've collabed a couple of times.
Yeah, you're on the intro as well. And you've got more as well.
Yeah.
That was very cold.
Thanks very much, mate. You know, I do try. But this is about you, mate.
This is about you.
So Style and Grace. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the song itself. Tell us about the concept.
Style and Grace. So the concept of Style and Grace literally is about having source, having confidence, having your own wave when you're spitting as an MC. One thing that I've clocked, I feel like a lot of the new gen MCs, they're cold. Like a lot of them are cold, but there's a lack of originality. That's what I feel. There's a lack of originality. So Style and Grace is basically saying when you're on mic, when you're spraying your bars, when you're doing your thing, you have to stand out. You have to have styly. Mm-hmm. You have to have your thing for people to know that is you. So that's absolutely the whole thing of Style and Grace.
Absolutely. Taking it back to the essence.
Yeah,
And your personality.
Personality. So people know it's you.
How long have you been Names Bliss for?
I've been Names Bliss.
And where did the name come from, more importantly?
All right, so the thing is, I've been Names Bliss for about probably a year. The thing is, I was Bliss before that, but then I clocked that online there were other bands that were called Bliss, and on streaming there were other things that were called Bliss. So I thought, how can I separate myself so when people search for me, they just find me.
Mm.
And then Names Bliss.
Names
and
Bliss.
And as a talking point as well. Because people
good
like,
intro
oh,
as
name?
Well.
Yeah.
Names Bliss.
Names Bliss. Yeah.
Nice.
Like James Bond. Like, no.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to put a name at the end, didn't it? You'd have to be called Name Bliss. Name.
I don't know.
I know. It doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
No.
Name Bliss. Name. Nah. Stick with Names Bliss.
I will do.
And what does the future hold? Is Style and Grace part of a bigger project?
Yes, it's actually the Style and Grace EP. So the Style and Grace EP is out.
Mm-hmm.
That came out the same day as the single. And that consists of 7 tracks, Style and Grace. 7 tracks, just showcasing the same thing. On the EP, if it's not a banger, then it's a very deep storytelling track.
Mm.
I like people to know what they're getting with me. So I've got songs like Style and Grace on the EP. And then I've got songs that are just deeper storyline tracks.
Yeah.
That are quite different from what's
fair
you know,
play.
Coming out now.
And you've already managed to sort of tie down one legend for a collaboration
on the
EP, on the title single.
Mm-hmm.
If you could work with any legend within grime.
Yeah, well, let's go within grime first.
Let's go within grime first.
All right, yeah. For the Style and Grace remix, I want Jamie on it, man. I know. I want Jamie on it. And the thing is, Jamie knows I want him on it as well. And people are saying they want Jamie on the Style and Grace remix.
Sick.
So we'll see what happens in it. We'll see what happens.
Jamie's been known to, you know, do surprising. Not surprising as in the person might lack talent, but just as in they won't have the share the same profile as
him.
And he has been known to,
if he messes with a tune, he'll do it.
Exactly.
If he likes the music, that's what I like about him. Like, he's sort of done where if he likes the sound,
he's grime through and through.
100.
That guy. But yeah, without further ado, should we hear the song? We've been talking about it long enough. But do us the honour of introducing it, please.
Okay, so myself, name's Bliss. You are locked into FUBAR Radio right now. And this track is called Style and Grace by myself, name's Bliss, and featuring Manga St. Hilaire.
Yeah. I'm at them toes like 16 bars, yeah, man, just pat into airplane mode. Pierce no O's to the night, can't ring, man, when I'm on grind. Waste of time. Two, look, man, I'm coming like GT, Goku, they can never reach my height. Holy Ghost, he's coming like third eye. Trust me, they can never take my shine. When I come through, when the mic on stage, shut my toes and the lights on bridge. Ain't no fun on this island bridge. When I come through, when the mic on stage. But I'm coming back from Manga Show. Grand Medici, I got him and I handle flows. I'm gonna be one of the greatest bass speakers, baby. I was on the missions, I make peas, I put them into my grind. Big video, sitting in the limelight. What's coming in the pipeline? Shitty, hold tight, shitty, yeah. But the work can be getting fans, I be getting fans like, yo. I'm getting to be on the minute of my door. It's no accident when I blow. And I put the strength to my shows. Then my scream for the reload. I've never been a crab in a barrel. None of my travels. Backstage Eskimo dogs on a man's all patterns. I'm ready for the action. All my ten toes, like 60 bars, yeah, man, just patterns. Airplane mode. Here's no O's. The night can't ring, man, when I'm on grind. Waste of time. Q2, look, man, I'm coming like GT, Goku, they can never reach my height. Holy Ghost is coming like third eye. Trust me, they can never take my shine. When I come through, when I'm high on stage, shut my shows and the lights on bridge. They know I'm on this island bridge. When I come through, when I'm high on stage, shut my shows and the lights on bridge. They know I'm on this island bridge.
Bare style, more time. Bare vibes, more life. Got the pen in my left, so it's all right. Flexing my powers at all times. No sleep, all night. Less pee means more grind. I work like I got £1 million. Even when I got a score 5. In the rave, but I don't rave. I'm on stage, but this ain't staged. It's all by her grace. God's work, I murk and pray. They try and lick me down, but I never gave up. En route, I never swayed once. Karma, the foundation, this ain't made up.
On my 10 toes, like 60 bars. Yeah, man, just patterns, airplane mode. Here's no 079, can't ring, man, when I'm on grind. Waste of time. Q2, look, man, I'm coming like GT, Goku. They can never reach my height. Holy Ghost is coming like third eye. Trust me, they can never take my shine. When I come through, when the mic on stage, shut my shows and the lights on bridge. They know I got this land in bridge. When I come through, when the mic on stage, shut my shows and the lights on bridge. They know I got this land in bridge.
I had to shout out Huffy like, yo, this beat is a madness. On track, side chain, I'm pulling my weight in the game, I'm match fit. Never done road, but a man seen badness, madness. You were online getting catfished. Missed the beer drops cause you ain't done practice. I had the lyrical vision, but they couldn't catch it, yes. You're not hard with the bars, you're gassed in a guest, you'll panic. Your content's lacking, I stepped out the game, but I'm back in. You don't wanna rally me, your boy's not backing. Imagine, you don't spit names, don't guess it. Yo, one of my bars on my iPhone knows. Get a reload for the sounds and flows.
On my 10 toes, like 16 bars, yeah, man, just patterns, airplane mode. Here's no 079, can't ring, man, when I'm on grind. Waste of time. Q2, look, man, I'm coming like GT, Goku, they can never reach my height. Holy Ghost is coming like third eye. Trust me, they can never take my shine. When I come through, when the mic on stage, shut my shows and the lights on bridge. When I come through with the mic on stage, shut down shows and the lights on bridge. They know I got the style and grace.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Literally, I can see JME on that.
Yeah,
I will join. I will join the campaign to get JME.
You join the 12
that.
People that have tweeted.
We need to start a hashtag JME on Styling Grace.
Yeah.
I could hear his bars. Everything.
It'll work. It'll just work, innit? You know what I mean?
Buy, mate. What's that hashtag? It seems quite long. How many characters? That get JME on.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, just JME Styling Grace.
JME Styling Grace. Right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. JME Styling Grace.
That would be really cool. Very, very cool. Who produced it?
My guy Huffy. Guy called Huffy, man.
I love it. It's got that. It's a grime song.
It's got, yeah, it's got that essence, isn't it?
It's so it's a grime song. It's great. It's great.
Love,
it's great.
Love.
Very well done. And if the rest of the EP is anything to go by, then you've got a weighty project on your hands.
Yeah, no, love.
How can people get the EP?
Everywhere. So Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, everywhere. It's on all stores right now. It's doing pretty well on Spotify now, so people should be able to find it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's an absolute banger. And also let people know where they can find you online. And also where you're going to be. Are you kicking about on the live circuit in the next few months?
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of shows. So obviously Manga's headlining. He's going to be headlining birthdays on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So catch me there. I'll have my set there. Myself, Names Bliss. I'll be performing a couple of tracks. Online, Instagram, Names Bliss. So that's NamesBliss for all socials. Yeah, fam, you can connect, man.
Big up. Thank you so much for coming through, bro.
Come on, love for having me.
Yeah, please keep us abreast of everything you're doing. We'll continue to support, and we will be supporting the campaign to get JME on Style.
Come on, let's start the hashtag. Yeah. Very loud.
It's FUBAR Radio. We're going to get into another song right now, and then on the other side, we'll just get into more ridiculous stories.
No, and this one I no play tay. Girl, you know I'm in tay. Tell me what you say, yeah. Bang, bang. I've been waiting for you, my lady. I'll be on my way to you soon. All through night till morning, don't leave me. Call your work and tell them about noon. I've been waiting for you, my lady. I'll be on my way to you soon. All through night till morning, don't leave me. Call your work and tell them about noon. Hey, I've been thinking about you daily. Putting you in positions that drive you crazy. My provisions are complete accumulating. See what you're facing, you know this I no play tay. This ya a baby in a playpen. Don't back off when time me regulating. Current a flow direct, we alternating. That's why your globe so bright, you go on with beatings. And I've been waiting for you, my lady. I'll be on my way to you soon. All through night till morning, don't leave me. Call your work and tell them about noon. I've been waiting for you, my lady. I'll be on my way to you soon. All through night till morning, don't leave me. Call your work and tell them about me. Catch a prophecy. Pick a chup on top of me, I your property. So settle up on it properly, you have equality. So you get the monopoly, that a policy. So be sure, not probably, which place you wanna be. You won't face monotony. One call and me dip on your base like Odyssey. So preme logically, wake up to the morning tea. With harmony, wouldn't be another DC. I've been waiting for you, my lady. I'll be on my way to you soon. All through night till morning, don't leave me. Call your work on. I've been waiting for you, my lady. I'll be on my way to you soon. All through night till morning, don't leave me. Call your work on, tell them about noon. And girl, I love how you move, manipulate it. I let you do what you do, facilitate it. Can't take my eyes off of you, me fascinated. That's why you love me, not true, you see your face it. And girl, me know, so you don't know if you state it. Me love me sugar so brown, not granulated. Me have to spin it around and aggravate it. And yes, your habits alone can fabricate it. And I've been waiting for you, my lady. I'll be on my way to you soon. All through night till morning, don't leave me. Call your worker. I've been waiting for you, my lady. I'll be on my way to you soon. All through night till morning, don't leave me. Call your worker, tell them about noon. No, this I no play tay. And girl, you know I'm in tay. So tell me what you say, yeah. Ay, ay, bam. I mean say this and I no play tay. Girl, you know I'm in tay. So tell me what you say, yeah. Bang, bang.
Protege with Bout Noon on FUBAR Radio. We just had Names Bliss in the studio with us talking about his Style and Grace EP and single featuring Manga, which is out now on all major platforms, on all streaming platforms, maybe even some minor platforms.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to just be on the major ones.
Exactly.
Actually, talking about major platforms, I saw today that at some point they're going to shut iTunes, as in you can no longer be able to buy music.
Really?
Yeah. They're saying that basically, it's when it declines and people stop going there to buy songs, they're just going to phase it out. So it'll be gone, which is a big thing, I think, isn't it?
Wow. Makes sense, in a way.
Do you buy things on iTunes anymore?
No.
So it's is it Spotify?
It's all streaming. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Okay. So I see why that people just aren't downloading MP3s anymore.
Yeah.
I think owning
tangible music is still great. You know, I bought Jay Dilla's album Donuts on vinyl when I was in Portland.
Yeah,
and you know that was more that's obviously a memento, and it's a kind of retro musical format. So it's nice, you know,
yeah.
And it's something you can hold, and you can't look at an MP3 and be like, oh yeah, I remember downloading this MP3.
Yeah.
You know?
The same way you can do with tapes or mini
exactly.
discs. I sometimes look at my mini discs and stare at them.
Fuck off.
But I bet there are people that don't even know what mini discs are.
This is true. The kind of hype was quite short-lived in the grand scheme of things. Compared to tape and CD, mini disc was very short-lived.
I'll tell you why, because they corrupted all the time.
Did they?
Yeah, you'd put it in there and it'd be like, let's not play it. In the same way that tapes... also, we'd just get tangled up and you'd have to wind it back in with a pencil.
Do you know what I didn't like about Minidisc?
What?
The shit looked too professional.
Yeah.
It looked too professional. It looked like a piece of studio kit. It didn't look like you were meant to use that shit at home.
But, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Do you remember? There were all these buttons on there that it just looked too high tech.
It's one of those I had to read an instruction manual for about 2 days
just
to work out.
Press play.
Yeah, I'm just trying to play a song. It shouldn't be that difficult.
And even the discs themselves, it looked like something out of a sci-fi film.
Right. Well, do you remember the CD Discman? Great idea, except if you try to go out and walk with it, it's skipping all over the place, the CD, isn't it?
Yeah, but then they made the shock-resistant ones, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think they knew that they could do that all along, but they just wanted to be able to make those, introduce those at a much higher price.
Yeah, I know, exactly, because it used to be so annoying. You just have to just be walking with it in your hands, trying not to make any sudden movements. Like, just skip it. Like, oh, my God.
You could only listen to it at your waiting job. Just hold it under the tray.
I can't be moving on this at all. I can't do it. It's like, well, I suppose with streaming now, I was actually talking to someone the other day that I feel like with the younger people, they're missing out because they probably won't understand about like actual mixtapes.
Yeah.
Where I don't know if you used to make them for people.
Of course I did. I've said this many times
but
on the show.
You also used to like put time into the cover.
Nah, I'm not going to lie.
Would
to
you not?
I was such a selector, you didn't need to know what the fuck was on the tape.
I would name the mixtape, I'd give them a name, and I'd put some like glitter and stuff on the cover, I'd put some pictures, I'd put some thought into this.
Fair play. Yeah, the aesthetics never. I never really focused on the aesthetics when it came to making mixtapes.
This is strong.
Just solid, strong music. So that, like, to the point where I wanted them to be kind of lost in a shoebox of TDKs.
Yeah,
so that when you pulled it out and was like, oh, what's on this kind of nondescript tape?
Right.
And then you hear some Donnell Jones and you hear some I don't know, Genuine.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, okay.
And then you just leave your phone number there because you're like, they're going to call me because that's that music, exactly. That 12 tracks.
That's all that would be on the tape, my mobile number.
And you also had to put a lot of planning into it because you're like, it's only going to be like, was it 90 minutes or something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've got to plan these 12
Absolutely.
Songs. You're going to have
straight
to be
bangers.
Cutthroat and like, that has to go.
It's true.
Can't have that in.
All killer, no filler.
Exactly. But I don't know if, but with the Spotify playlist, you can just put as many as you like on, can't you?
Yeah, true. My Spotify playlist, if I was sending, like, you know, if I was trying to woo a lady and I was sending her a Spotify playlist, then it would possibly just be the exact same songs it used to be on the tapes in the 90s.
But why only 12 songs? Like, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's all you need, babe. Yeah, I'm thinking like 1996 right now, you know? That's all you need, 12 songs.
Just listen to the full 12 and then...
If you don't like me after these 12 songs, then I'm not wasting time sending you a fucking playlist.
It's not meant to be.
Exactly.
If I can't get you in that 12.
Exactly. What are we here for? Let's stop wasting each other's time now.
Like Louis III last week when he said about... or on Tinder when he said that he was asking someone Jay-Z or Kanye, and she went Jay-Z, and he went, it's not going to work out, is
it? Yeah, yeah. I would have definitely ridden for Jay-Z.
Right, but that's a very harsh immediate judgment, but I suppose at least, you know, there's no messing about with
that's
him.
That's it, man.
There's no fifth date where it's not working
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
No first date with him. It's like, it's done.
Can't say the boy ain't honest.
No, it's true. It's true.
Should we get into a story?
Sure.
Let's talk about... running an electric current through men's feet as a fix for premature ejaculation.
Please, yeah.
Okay. I've said it now. So
continue.
I guess we have to.
Yeah.
The key to better sex could lie in giving your partner's feet a little scratch.
With electricity.
A new study has found that tickling men's feet by running a mild electric current through the foot could be a fix for premature ejaculation.
Right.
The words electric current might sound a bit scary, mm-hmm. but the scientists specify that it's so mild that men feel ticklish rather than experiencing any pain. A trial of tibial nerve stimulation, the fancy term for an electric current stimulating the ankle, on 30 men struggling with premature ejaculation, found that the treatment increased the duration of sex. This is because the current passes up the tibial nerve to other parts of the body, including nerves in the pelvis and control muscles used for sex. The study conducted by Yuksuk...
Please go for this name, it's a good...
The study conducted by a hospital in Turkey... used a very small sample size, so we don't advise working out a way to electroshock your parent, your partner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Please never, for whatever reason, if it's even if it's not premature ejaculation, do not shock your parents' feet.
Especially if it's about premature, because there's some deep, there's
I'd
something sinister going on.
I'd shock my own feet if
there.
I knew my parents had premature ejaculation. I'm like, I don't need to. I'd be shocked. No.
This isn't the first time scientists have looked to electricity to remedy premature ejaculation. Last year, Virility Medical launched an electronic patch to be worn on the groin, which zaps the muscles to stop them contracting and causing orgasm during sex. The patch linked up to an app on the man's phone, allowing them to dial down the electric current when they're ready to finish. So you got to get your phone out when you're ready to nut.
Yeah, you've got to have your phone in your hand the whole time. Because, you know, what if it's a little too high? You're like, oh, dial it down. Or what if you're having sex and your partner, male or female, is like, I'm a bit pissed off with you today, so I'm dialing it up. That's like, I'm annoyed.
And what if you don't tell your partner and they're just like, why are you always on your phone when we're fucking?
Yeah, it's true. It looks really like, because you don't, maybe don't want to say.
And then you're always on your phone just before you bust a nut as well. Who the fuck are you texting?
Right, you're like, who are you looking at? What's going on the phone? Or if you are annoyed with your partner, then you do that, put it on a high setting, then change the passcode. So they're like, you can't even get into their own phone now. Suck on a high level.
So the patches can only be used once and cost £10
That's
each.
A lot.
But the company claims each one helps men last over 3.5 times longer than normal. These patches are planned to launch in the UK this year.
Okay.
3.5 times longer than normal.
What is normal?
It's a bit vague as well.
What is normal?
Well, so exactly. And is it normal for them? So say, for instance, their premature ejaculation means that they nut in 5 seconds in.
Yeah.
3.5 times. Okay, cool. You're getting just under 20 seconds. Am
and
I right?
An electric shock. I don't know. Well, I don't know if would you, I don't feel like... I would want my electric shock going through any part of my body for any reason. And even the ticklish thing, who likes to be tickled? I don't. So that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd rather have electric current than be tickled.
Well, just a standard...
Just a little shock.
Plain electric shock.
Yeah, why not? Because
good old pain.
I hate being tickled. I hate it. Mm. And I will hate the person that does it because there's nothing funny about that.
Yeah.
They come up behind you. Like, no.
I do hate that as well.
Because you have to at the time, ha ha ha, but secretly
no,
you're like, you're on my list now.
My reflex means I will elbow you in the face if you tickle me. Not you personally.
Yeah.
But
on your feet as well, it's probably one of the worst parts to be tickled, I would say. Horrible.
Yeah.
Well, anywhere actually. But then to have this, maybe you're so fixated on getting electric shock in your foot that you're not worried about and you're thinking about anything else like a premature ejaculation. You're like, I can't be thinking about that now. I'm getting a current.
I'd just
in
my
be foot.
Tense. Yeah, I'd be so tense during sex if I knew that it's either I nut in like 4 seconds or I get an electrical shock and nut in 20.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure.
I'm just going to go for the 4 seconds.
I think you would be like, don't worry about the shock. I don't need the shock. I don't need to have that. Would you... I mean, people... There was a thing... I think it's still... You can have it where if people are excessive sweaters or just don't want to sweat at all, that they can get like an electric current. You can put your feet into water, have a little current, and it stops sweating on the feet. Or
really?
It's like Botox can be used for excessive sweating as well.
Okay.
So if you get Botox...
Just smoke a joint.
Does it stop sweating?
I think so.
Well,
stops me sweating.
The medical proof is just yeah. I've never,
well,
I've
my
sweated.
My proof must be medical.
That's
I
true.
Literally don't. I do not overheat if I smoke it. And I tested this theory out. I sat on the central line in a fleece coat
in July.
Oh, it wasn't July, but it was hot. It was really, really hot.
And you're not sweating.
And I wasn't sweating.
Wow, so many uses.
You know.
Oh, okay. So you'd rather have that than a Botox in the armpit.
Right.
Some people do that when they have to go on the red carpet, you know, and they're wearing kind of not a lot of material on their dresses,
yeah,
and they don't want to be sweating or whatever, so it stops that.
They get a little electric shock before they get on the...
Or a little injection of Botox, a little bit of Botox in the underarm or wherever they don't want to sweat.
Damn.
But that Botox sort of means that you can't move. So imagine how would that feel on your arm? You can't move your armpit.
Well, who moves
really
their armpit?
Move it anyway, too. That's a bit of a weird thing. Yeah, yeah.
Who have you ever seen adjusting their armpits?
I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, I guess with this, it's only 30 men that have been tested in some hospital in Turkey.
Yeah.
Probably not enough, is it? But would you, if you were going to, would you rather have the electric current in your feet or would you rather have it in your groin?
I'd have it in my feet.
You'd go for the feet.
Because
yeah?
It goes up to your groin anyway.
That's true.
So, I'd want it to start in my feet at least. I don't think I'd want it to... I wouldn't want a patch on my groin.
No. Which is controlled by a phone.
Exactly.
That's not very romantic. In fact, that would just be horrible. You'd be like...
At least voice activated.
Yeah, right.
You know? At least voice activated through your phone. You shouldn't have to get on your... Pull your phone out. Have the presence of mind when you're in the most heightened state. You're just about to achieve the most heightened state of human consciousness, an orgasm, which I think that's true anyway. No one's going to remember to pull a phone out of their jeans that are on the floor, probably.
Maybe if you want a 20-second orgasm instead of like a 4-second.
You'd have to pull the phone out in like the third second.
Your phone's got to be out from the beginning.
You've got to pull your phone out. You've got to get the code.
Get in the phone, yeah.
Get into the phone. Get to the app.
Do the thumbprint, and then sometimes that's not working, it's not recognising.
Exactly.
By the time you've got into your phone, it's done.
You're just nutting with a phone in your hand.
That's really romantic. I really hope that catches on.
Honestly.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's get into a song, and we've got more stories coming up, and also Nux is going to be joining us in the studio as our second special guest
pretty
today.
Soon, yeah.
And so will some men. Fix my problems but miss where my woes went. You groan in the gym like you groan in your bed. It's a thick winter, you'll want a rope vest. We rolled up in a column, we flew in a queue. You need to stick to the plan, you need some glue for your route. You're trending backwards, your music loses views. Try and scare man like Jay and say boo to a blue nose. Scare man like Jay, say boo to a blue nose. We're fixed to being juvenile, glued to our youths. Like the Scottish we turn up, get loose in the hoose. And when it's no hats and no hoods, still cute in the shoes. Boys will be boys and so will some men. I'll never go out naked, I'm never at home dressed. Big questions like what came first, the yoke or the hen? But payday they don't play, scope it and leng.
You man can't chat to the king, man I got straps that'll ring, ring, ring. You think your bread tune's hard in jail, blood all getting wrapped on the wing. Blood, take off your chaps and your, yo, take off your chaps and your ring, ring, ring. You can try to violate me, just know what that's gonna bring. For that, I'm a big man now, and I got a punch, I'll sit man down. Got a dingers, I will skid that round. You got the keys, so I'll kick that down.
Down. Boys will be boys and so will some men. So fucking loaded, spoke to those that are dead. Your resting bitch face, your pouting default. You hate to be educated, which vows you to be told. So beast mode on the bench, pounds in swole. Horse plays for men, we're just bouncing like foals. We are pigs in spirit, we are sows to the soul. Words can fuck you up, eh? Nouns can be trolls. But when there's no danger around, cowards are bold. Don't fret it, pal, we can get on the guest list now. No checking out, that's not it. Walk the walk, but don't question how.
Tell my man, don't chat no shit. Trust me, I'll jump on an M6 now. You got the peas, I'll bring my sound. Anywhere I go, I'm the best in town. Invest your pounds.
So get dressed now, let's be about it, go it again. Boys will be boys, and so will some men. Big questions like what came first, the yolk or the hen? But for me, it's more like what comes first, the toast or my egg. We were cool at the start, but we choked on the end. Only just broke, but it's supposed to not bend.
Boys will be boys, and so will some men. I love that fucking line.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the way he delivers it. That was Boys Will Be Boys by The Streets featuring JK. The Streets are obviously embarking on a sort of comeback tour in April.
Yeah.
Cannot wait for that. Didn't get tickets, but I'm going to try a ting, see if I can get into at least a London show.
Stand outside the venue, just waiting to hear it.
Just wait to see Mike Skinner.
Yeah.
And be like, hey bro.
Just popped in, can I? It's like, where's your ticket?
What are you saying tonight, bro? You getting in there, yeah? Oh, yeah, there's something I want to chat to you about. Yeah, yeah. Oh, let's walk and talk. Yeah. That's going to be my...
That's a good plan, actually.
Absolutely.
I think that could work.
That's my angle. I had the most elaborate plan, right, one time. I was seeing that there was going to be this gig, which I did subsequently miss the ticket deadline, the ticket purchase deadline. So I can't go to the gig now. But it's basically DJ Spoonie's hosting this gig at the Barbican, and it's a 40 piece orchestra playing two step garage classics.
Wow!
Right, and I was so gassed about this event. Don't know how, but completely missed the day when the tickets dropped.
It's because you didn't put the date in your diary?
Probably that. I was also asleep.
Right, yeah.
And I might have been abroad, actually. I know there was something that happened that kind of prevented me from getting these tickets anyway. So I couldn't get them, but I thought, I want to go so badly that I might try and dream up an elaborate plan. And I thought the best way to get in is to find out what orchestra is doing this gig, find out what gigs they've played before, find out the names of the members of the orchestra, try and find them on Instagram.
All 40 members?
No, just one. You just find one. You find one. You choose one, you find one, right? You then go on their Instagram. You find out if they post about where they drink, right, regularly. You then frequent that pub, hoping you'll run into them. You then go up to them in the pub and say, I really, really enjoyed it when you played this gig, blah, 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 with this orchestra. Befriend them, blah, blah. Buy them a drink. Buy them a drink. You're friends with someone automatically if you share alcohol with them. You buy them a drink. You become pals with them. You become their plus one.
I mean, that's a long-term plan. I like it.
It is. It's very elaborate. But it doesn't have to take more than... You could do it in a day.
Do people generally post which pubs they go into?
Yeah.
Do they?
All the time.
Okay, fine. So you
find something with a location on it.
Right. So you have to blank out a whole day in just
Not even. You could find your mark in an hour.
Yeah, but let's say you get to number 38 of the choir and there's nothing. Or you're the orchestra fucked, isn't it? And then you have to go to 39. You're like, I found it. I found the one. That's the whole day.
You've got to go find Mr. Barbican.
Yeah, you have to go down there.
See if he'll let you into his house.
So can you not just get in touch with Spoonie?
No. And the annoying thing is that my agent is... It's in association with Primary Talent, who are actually my live agents. Yeah. And... I remember my live agent, he was posting it on his social media and he was just letting everyone know, don't get at me for guest list. There's no guest list.
Okay.
Ticket only, blah, blah, blah. So I can't even hit him up. Okay. So I wouldn't even hit up DJ Spoonie. Although if I did, my angle would be, I fixed your bike once.
Okay.
Because that's actually true.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to work in a bike shop called Evans. Yeah. Cycles. It's a big chain. Evans, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Eventually got fired by them, so.
Okay.
But I did engineer my own sacking, but that's another story. Anyway, when I used to work there, DJ Spoonie, because he was a local to the store that I worked in, he came in with a folding bike. He had a folding Dahon bike.
Very nice.
And I didn't fix it personally. I just checked it in and then took it upstairs to the mechanics. But as far as he knows, I fixed it, because I'm the face he saw when he dropped it off and the face he saw when he came to collect that shit.
Do you say thank you for fixing my bike?
Yeah, and he paid. So, but at the same time, that could be me. I could be like, dude, do you remember when I fixed your bike for you?
I'm pretty sure he came on the phone on the show. If I remember, he came on to talk about something.
I'm pretty sure he has. In fact, I did tell him.
Yeah, I feel like you did.
I did tell him. You're absolutely right. So I just kind of refresh his memory a little bit.
Then you should definitely have guest lists from him. You'd be like, you remember that time you came on the show and I said about fixing your bike?
I'm just going to go on all his photos on Instagram and post a bike emoji.
Yeah, yeah.
Under every single one.
Yeah, yeah.
So that when he looks at his notifications, it's just a load of bike emojis from this guy, Michael Payne.
And then he might be like, oh, hovering over the block. Like one more bike emoji and that's you out?
Yeah, and then that's gone. 41 people that have got injunctions out against me.
Well, that sounds... So has the gig happened? It hasn't happened?
No, it's in July.
Oh, right, so you could still go.
I think it's June or July, so I still have a chance to befriend...
You've got loads of time.
So much time.
Yeah, it's fine. You could look at like one member a week, and then if that's not working out, you've probably still got time, haven't you?
No, I don't think I could do one member a week.
That's true. 40 weeks.
I think I'd miss it by quite a long way.
And by the time you get to the 40th member, like, well, what happened 6 months ago? That's just what are you talking about? That's true. So, okay, so it's an orchestra. We've got, because was it Pete Tong
Yes.
He did the orchestral of 90s...
Ibiza classics and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and then Massive Attack really didn't... were not fans of this at all.
Why?
Did you not... Because they didn't ask permission to use... I think it was Unfinished Sympathy. And they did this very long post sort of to him about why they were not fans of him or the fact of the use of the song in the show.
What?
Yeah. I
don't get that. It's not like he's a politician using it in his fucking campaign.
Yeah,
music.
I don't know. I don't know why they don't. Yeah, I don't. They're it's their song, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they're just funny about people doing...
Maybe they hate classical music.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
They're 200 years old and they were like a subculture. And, you know, when they were trying to make this newfound music, all the classical people were like, that will never go anywhere.
Well, I don't know. Do you know anyone that's covered a Massive Attack song?
Because
if I heard someone I don't want to hear any covers of Unfinished Sympathy because it can never, ever be as good as the original. I'm sure someone's probably done
it. It's inspired a lot. You can tell a lot of songs were inspired by Unfinished Sympathy.
Oh, God, yeah.
That breakbeat meets kind of a ballad.
Yeah.
You can tell a lot of songs were inspired by it. And even it's funny because the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony, the video was inspired by the video to Unfinished Sympathy.
Which is Richard Ashcroft walking down the road pushing people. And in Unfinished Sympathy, it's Shara Nelson.
Exactly.
Walking down, and then in LA, or it's in America.
It's in LA, yeah.
Yeah, right, and
I think
it's
in Crenshaw. I think she walks through Crenshaw.
It looked like it's one take of her just walking down the road.
I think hers is one take.
Right, okay.
But it's made to look like Richard Ashcroft's one take.
Yeah, yeah.
Being a Hoxton resident, though, I know that to be untrue.
Okay.
He walks down both sides of the road.
I love that you know that you're watching.
I know it too well. And like, there's so much that it's like watching. It's like watching Luther. Because Luther's always in my ends.
Right.
Every single episode of Luther is. I know where they all are. Basically, I could take you there instantly. Right. And sometimes he'll be driving down Kingsland Road, turn a corner, and then he's on Essex Road. I'm like nah. No.
That ruined Luther for you. This isn't believable.
I love Luther so much, it ruined Hackney for me. Now, whenever I turn off Kingsland Road, I have to cross my eyes till I get to Essex Road.
Well, they have to move the roads around here. Exactly. It has to be the Luther way.
I love Luther so much that, it's just changed my perception of London.
Well, I think I was actually, the other night, I don't know why, I was looking up Nana Cherry on Wikipedia.
You don't need a reason.
Looking into her.
Who needs an explanation?
And I knew that she had worked very closely and still do with Massive Attack, and her husband Cameron McVeigh produced Blue Lines, but I also
produced Mabel McVeigh,
of course,
daughter.
yeah absolutely. But I didn't realise that if it wasn't for Nana Cherry that Blue Lines wouldn't happen, because she basically funded that album happen because of Nana Cherry.
Interesting.
Which is another thing to thank her for, frankly.
And also, I just got to applaud you for the way you pronounce Nana Cherry, because most people say Nina Cherry.
Oh, no. Nina?
A lot of people say, honestly, a lot of, you'd be surprised how many people pronounce her name Nina Cherry.
Okay, no, never. It doesn't look like a Nina. Nana Cherry. And also, let's not forget Eagle Eye Cherry.
Let's not forget
Ever.
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Don't forget him.
Was that Save Tomorrow?
No, Save Tonight.
No, yeah, Fight the Break of Dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be gone. That was in a film that I recently watched, or a program on Netflix. I'm going to try and figure it out.
I feel like he has been forgotten, Eagle Eye, and in some way I want to bring it back. Nana Cherry had some great songs though.
Absolute slappers.
Not just on a Raw Like Sushi.
Buffalo Stance, obviously.
Oh my god, yeah.
7 seconds away with Yusuf and Dor.
Manchild.
Yeah, Manchild. Hey. Sorry, I was going to get into one proper skank there, but I realized I was on radio.
Kisses on the Wind, that was a tune too. She's had many
songs. She's a queen. She's an icon. An absolute icon. I'd love her to come back and do just a little comeback gig.
Oh my god.
She DJs a lot. But I'm always just like, it's great you're DJing. Yeah, but please, just a song or two.
Just a song.
At least just play Buffalo Stance in your set.
You know, sometimes when you see a festival lineup or a gig and you think, oh my God, they're playing. And then you see the words DJ set next to it. And you
That's
get
what
upset.
Happened when I saw Ross from Friends.
Oh, yeah. You did, you are.
Two things happened when I saw that. I thought, okay, is this really, really David Schwimmer?
Yeah.
But then also I thought, but why would David Schwimmer be doing a DJ set?
I also love the idea that David Schwimmer is pretty well known as David. But you know what? I want to go on to cover. I don't want people to know it's me. I'm going to call myself something. You know what I'm going to call myself? Because I'm double bluffing them. No one's going to think I'm actually calling myself.
Exactly. Ross That's why I still believe it's Ross from Friends.
I'm so... When I get upset when I see, like, Hot Chip, I get excited. Then it goes DJ set next year. I think, no, I want to see you. I went one time when I was at V Festival... to RIP, it's dead, isn't it? But
yes, now
Rise.
Well, I don't think it's dead. I think
it's
the just
same lineup.
It's a new
exactly
name,
the
isn't
same.
It?
It is, yeah. Yeah. But Example, who I think is there this year, I think he literally gets booked.
He's resident.
He's always
resident.
In Chelmsford.
He's on the committee.
It doesn't matter what festival it is. Yeah. He's around Chelmsford at that time. They just come and they just let him know. Like, they send a signal out, like, come in now, Elliot.
They plan it around him.
Yeah, they do.
When you're next in Chelmsford, Elliot? Oh, yeah, like, probably next July.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, mate, it's so strange.
It's happening. It's happening. It's on again, the festival. So he is on the lineup for this year as well. But
he's the title.
Well, there's no festival without him.
There isn't a V Festival or Rise Festival, as it's now known, without Example.
They'd cancel everyone. Doesn't matter if they got Madonna, Cara. It's like,
it's
no,
true. Example can't
doing
play.
It. It's off.
Gonna have to rain check.
But at least with him, it said it was a DJ set, and I got there and he did actually do live songs, and it was actually a proper.
Yeah, because what he does is he'll tour with DJ Wire.
Yeah, yeah.
So rather than his live band, it will be with a DJ, but it's not just a DJ set. The Example still gives you value for money. He'll actually perform.
He does. It's good. I mean, and they've gone, you know, with Rise Festival coming back, it's a whole new lineup to be like Stereophonics are playing.
Yeah.
So different to the V Festival lineup.
Honestly, it's I wonder if Kelly Jones would recognise me, actually. I sold him a leather jacket. I've got all these claims to fame. Yeah, yeah. I've never told you the Kelly Jones story.
No, I don't think so.
Right. So I used to work in a fashion retail establishment called All Saints.
Yep, you've mentioned that, yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
them too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Fuck all my previous employees.
But not the band
employers.
All Saints.
Not the band All Saints. Amazing. Not the band All Saints. Love them, but fuck the brand All Saints. So I was doing a shift, and yeah, Kelly Jones came in with his stylist or his PA, I don't know.
Yeah.
She was lovely, very bubbly. She in fact did most of the talking. In fact, I think it was her that asked for the leather jacket for him. I was like, there's no need for you to be here. Do you know what he said to me? I'm just looking.
And then when he left, he said, have a nice day.
But on a real though, no, this is a true story. That wasn't just in aid of that punchline. Like that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But he came in looking for a leather jacket, sold him the leather jacket. He happens to be the last person I ever served, because as soon as he left the shop, I realised I didn't want to work there anymore. So I said I was going on my lunch break, and then texted like the person in charge that day, told him I'm never coming back. And Kelly Jones actually wore the jacket on Nevermind the Buzzcocks the next time he was on it.
I think that happens a lot. Once you've served and sold Kelly Jones a leather jacket, you have to quit, or anything.
Yeah, that's a mic drop moment. Come on. That's a proper... I kicked over all the display stands. Do you know what I mean?
Where else can you go after that? Who's coming in next? You can't be selling
it. That's the apex of my retail life.
Exactly.
You've got to quit while you're ahead.
Well, he's a shorter man, isn't he?
He is a shorter man.
He's a petite man.
I do remember his assistant being substantially taller than him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she was doing all the talking, because we were standing at the counter, to be fair.
Right.
So it would have been quite hard to see where the voice was coming from.
Well, I think that's a great story. Let's get into a song, and then we can think about more people that you've sold products to, and then quit your job.
Not drugs. Not going to tell you about any of the drug stories.
Like, no,
because there are none.
Actual shops.
Just shops.
Sure.
Legit merchandise.
Okay.
Did you go? Did you wriggle or roll? Did you giggle or grumble? From where did you come? Did you toggle or run? Did you skip, jump or stumble?
Let's go down, don't you wanna go down and wriggle on?
Have a sing-along.
dance, dance, which will it be for you? Cow, now, big brown cow, the bow or the bow, the spade or the pound for you?
Was Mr. Jukes, the Mr. Jukes edit of Wriggle by Cosmo Sheldrake.
We were just talking about how you can tell a Mr. Jukes edit when you
them
know
drums.
What. Amazing.
Those drums are just very, very heavy.
Yeah.
Very heavy drums. Very I love him.
Yeah.
He's very sick. We'll get into a story quick, but just to let you all know that Nux has dropped by and we're going to get him in about 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But first, Natalie, you wanted to talk about this, didn't you?
Which one? I've got so many.
There are loads, isn't they? Which one was it?
Well, was it
I'm a bit of a
was
mess.
Was it Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah, of course. I was reading about this yesterday. Yeah, yeah. So Tiffany Haddish has spoken out about the mystery Beyoncé biter and insisted that she's part of the Beyhive. Is it Beyhive or Beehive? Because
well,
some people
Beyoncé,
say
that Beyoncé, not Beyoncé.
But people say that she's that I don't know. Let's call it the Beehive.
Beehive,
fuck it.
Yeah, yeah.
She addressed Beyoncé as the Queen. And Tiffany insisted that she will always speak my truth. Sharing a picture from the latest edition of GQ, she wrote, "You'll forgot I am in the Hive too, and just know this, I will always speak my truth. That's not going to stop. The Queen kept me from doing something half of you bees would have done, no matter what. To me, she's a hero and a great person, and I've learned so much from her in just a short amount of time. So no matter what, she has a unicorn that has her back." Whatever that means.
I don't know.
Whatever that means, Tiff. I'm struggling to figure out who this mystery Beyoncé.
I can tell you who didn't do it because there's been comments from they've got in touch with a lot of actresses. So Jennifer Aniston
didn't do it.
Not her. She says what? I've got no idea what this means. Her spokesperson said. And then
why are they speaking to these people's spokespeople like you just roll around parties with your spokesperson and you're just going to tell them, oh yeah, just for the record, if anyone asks me about me biting Beyoncé's face, it was me.
If I bit someone's face, I'm not telling anybody, then my management or
exactly.
People. Well, when they explained to the spokesperson, they said, why in the world do you think Jennifer Aniston would do such a thing? It's absurd. So we're ruling her out.
Okay.
Julie Andrews, and I'd love it if it was.
It would be so great if it was
her
Julie
spokesman
Andrews.
Said, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Julie Andrews is recently, is it her doing the Specsavers advert?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she is, isn't she? Yeah, she's in the Specsavers campaign.
Amazing, okay, cool.
So that, I don't know whether that rules her out or makes her look suspicious now.
Right. Well, because you thought, like, she needed the glasses.
Because that is a good advert. You just bit in Beyoncé instead of, like, I don't know, some piece of chocolate that was in catering. Should have gone to Specsavers.
Yeah, true. Well, I don't know. Well, Kathy Bates... spokesperson said, I've got no clue. So that's not a denial.
That's not a denial.
Right, okay. Shirley MacLaine, though, her spokesperson said, no, Shirley did not buy anything. She's 83 years old, for God's sake.
So?
They've got some still bites.
What does that mean?
Like, just teeth?
Exactly.
Well, Amy Adams spokesperson said, ha ha ha, no, that's very funny. You would ask if she did this. So I love
that. That sounds a bit suspicious as well.
Right. Jodie Foster had a denial too. No.
Okay.
No. It's also not Sarah Foster, apparently.
Okay. She's Sarah Foster?
I don't know, but she didn't do it. Charlotte McKinney? Any idea?
Oh, wait. No.
No, me neither. Well, she was not involved in the incident whatsoever.
Probably wasn't even involved in the party.
Queen Latifah.
Okay.
Spokesperson just went, no comment.
Okay, prime suspect.
Okay, at the moment, it's in their no comment defence. Mm. Jennifer Lawrence, apparently, when the Huffington Post, I think, reached out to ask if Jennifer Lawrence could be ruled out, her representative replied, yes, remove her, please.
Or I will send Red Sparrow after you.
Yeah. Frances McDormand just went, seriously? So I feel like she's not a biter, Frances McDormand.
Have you seen her in Three Billboards?
No, I haven't. She's a biter.
Yeah, she's a very, very sassy woman. She's a very tough woman. I reckon that if she thought Beyonce was giving her a bit of like a side eye, she might have just given her a quick little cheek bite. Like, don't do that again, please.
Oh, so maybe. Okay. Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar, I saw put on her Instagram earlier that, yes, I'm the biter. Of course, she's Buffy. She was wearing some fangs. She obviously isn't her.
Yeah. PR.
So, I need to know who did this. Who bit Beyonce at a party?
God damn it.
Because she can't say either. And I like the idea that Beyonce was just like, no, this bitch is on drugs. No, don't go near her.
Yeah, yeah. So, someone who does drugs. And yeah, everyone knows.
Right, okay.
Was Fingy at the party?
Who?
What's her name? The one that wasn't to run for president, but she's going to be too young. Even then.
Who's that?
What's her name?
What's she do?
She's a socialite actress. She's in Mean Girls.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah, no one's asked her yet.
No one's asked Lindsay.
True, true, true.
Not one person has mentioned Lindsay Lohan.
Now someone needs to get in touch with her.
Someone holler at Lindsay. She's probably still at the party. She probably ain't found the exit.
Well, why say the story if you can't give us any clues?
She doesn't want to get sued. Yeah, no, we should have got clues at least.
There should have been something so we can find out because everyone's going to want to know.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So if you bit Beyonce's face, you better
come forward, man.
That
one piece of information could sell your next movie. It was an actress, wasn't it? Yeah, it was an actress.
It was an actress.
That one piece of information could sell your next movie. That even could be your next movie.
Well, exactly. And in some ways, there might well be like some sort of Lifetime film of this incident of someone biting Beyonce's cheek.
This is what I mean.
They'll make a
favorite. This is what I mean.
Right.
You want to have the say on who plays you.
Yeah.
You know.
You need to come forward soon.
Come forward, man.
It's gonna be
let us know. I'm sure Beyonce's not going to do anything. She would have done something at the party.
Yeah.
You know? Or Solange would have.
Someone bit my cheek at a party. I don't think I'd be so reserved about it. I think I'd go nuts.
Yeah, for real.
Bites come up and biting you on the cheek.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon the person maybe can't be, their name can't be disclosed because they've already, like, Beyonce just set Solange on them in a lift.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, there's loads of cocaine in that lift over there. And it's like, where?
Yeah, yeah.
Run in, Solange, in after him. No more needs to be said.
That's why Tiffany didn't say anything. Solange just like, it's been handled.
Yeah, yeah,
it's done. There's no need for this to come out. I've got this.
Maybe it was Solange.
No,
Solange isn't an actress.
No,
she's too real. If anything,
she'd be good at action film. There, after you saw that picture of the lift.
Good.
Very good. Solange.
In the next sequel of The Raid, I want to see Solange as one of the. Just one of the lead characters, to be honest.
That's a great photo, actually, isn't it? Still, when you look at that photo of Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Solange coming out of that lift. I don't know who. They all look amazing. I feel like I want to print that out and put that on my wall.
I love that. Let's get into a song now. And on the other side, we're going to have Nux in the studio.
Something
That was a very aptly titled Toy by Young Fathers. It's a very fun song. And it's made a very new fan of our guest who's just stepped into the studio to join us. We got Nux in here. Made your ears prick up, didn't it?
Huh?
It's the song. It made your ears prick up, didn't it? It's a big tune.
Yeah, man.
But to be fair, you're someone who we've been a fan of on this show for a while now, and it's really cool to have you in. recently released Hooper with Notes, which is really nice to see because this is my personal opinion, but I personally think you're criminally underrated, and the fact that you worked with someone like Notes, I think is so positive because it shows that someone who is on Notes' trajectory is fucking with people who need to be so much more exposed. Do you get what I'm saying to you? And rated. Yeah. It's as simple as that. Since Breakfast at Tiffany's, obviously, I've heard of you, and I know that's not your first ever release. You've been around from before that, but that was the thing, especially in the kind of musical climate at the time where everyone was releasing trap and drill, basically. To kind of have something so sample heavy from a golden era sounding song at a time like that. It was it really kind of set you apart from the rest. So it's an absolute pleasure to have you through. And the most interesting thing about you is the time you spent at boarding school in Nigeria. So how did that shape your kind of approach to music or your desire to be an artist?
It changed me overall. It changed my mindset. And what it was about Nigeria is that because it's so slow, it's everything moves so slow, it's more calm. Here I feel everything's so fast paced. You don't really have time to think. Mm-hmm. And I was 12 at the time, and when you're young, you don't really know why you're doing things. I would go to school, but I didn't know why I was going to school. You think you're going to school to learn, but you're not really.
Yeah.
So when I was in Nigeria, I just fought a lot, and I kind of got a lot of sense of self in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that coming back added to my music.
Yeah.
I was doing music before I went, but when I came back, I was I had a better mindset to
do. And you self-produce a lot of the time, and were you doing that, have you been doing that for years and years, or is it something that's quite recent?
I'd started producing probably around 13.
Okay, so from early. A lot longer than I haven't been producing a day yet, so I haven't self-produced one thing. But The Breakfast at Tiffany's, let's kind of start from there, because that was how I encountered you, sort of first of all. It was that was self-produced, was it?
Yeah.
And the like I said, the sample speaks volumes, just the whole tune speaks volumes. Did you think it was going to have the kind of impact that it had?
No idea.
No.
No idea.
Just expressing yourself and kind of taking a chance.
Yeah, with that song, what I do sometimes is, a lot of the time is make beats. I used to make beats every single day. Sometimes I'll make five beats, and some of them, I'll make them and store them, just leave them on my laptop.
Yeah.
So that was one of the beats that I left on my laptop, but it had a different drum pattern to it. It had old school boom bap kind of drums.
Okay.
So then one day, this was I think I was in third year at uni. I just pulled it up and I said, you know what, let me try a trappy kind of drum. Let me see how it will sound on it.
Uh-huh.
And then made it. And then the idea just came to me because of the vibe that I got from the piano. Gave me the vibe of the film.
Of course.
I recently watched the film because of my uni course.
Right.
So it just all came together.
Are you a fan of the film now? I can imagine you being a fan of Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, yeah. Yes. But having watched it later on, I do realise that the character of Mickey Rooney plays is seen by most people as being quite racist now.
So it's a bit problematic in hindsight.
But I do like the film a lot, apart from that, maybe a little.
And then there was the other song, Breakfast at Tiffany's, wasn't there?
Deep Blue Something.
And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? I
like that song.
That's a big tune. A stomper.
And not gonna need another hit. You don't need another hit if you got that.
No. That's your lot.
I ain't gonna do better than that.
That's your lot. You can't have another song because no one's gonna care.
No.
If you drop a tune of that sort of magnitude, no one's gonna give
a
shit.
Song.
You're gonna be like the Proclaimers.
Like that guy, I had a bad day. had a birthday.
Yeah,
who's, hey, I used to love
who
that
is that guy?
Well,
I think
know.
His name's Daniel something.
I just called him Bad Day Guy. I don't even know. I don't even shit about his name. Your name's not important anymore.
Exactly. That was a good day for him. He retired. He was like, I've made all the money. That's it. I'm done. I think it was Daniel Powter. That's it.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Didn't know that. No, thought it was like Jack Johnson or someone like that. One of them guys. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Well, I hope he's doing well off that. I hope he's bought a house off that tune. I hope you had a good day.
Yeah, for real.
So, how did the sort of fast forward to now, the most recent release? How did the collaboration between yourself and Notes come about?
So Notes reached out to me on Twitter because he just like the thing about Notes is. Like, I really respect the fact that he's just a lover of music, innit? Like, and I could tell because I wasn't getting mad views at the time or anything like that. So it wasn't like, oh, maybe he wants to work with me so he can benefit. There's not benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what advantage would that give him?
You get what I'm saying? So I can tell it was just a pure love of the music. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, oh, like, you're like one of my favorite rappers. You're this, you're that, you're that. Mm. I thought he was just trying to gas me up. But then I met him at... we were both on a show together in Brighton, okay. A Great Escape.
Okay, cool. Last year?
Yeah.
Sick.
So we met, and then he was like, oh, we need to get in the studio together. Mm. And obviously, a lot of people usually say that.
Trust me.
So I just thought, sure. But he followed up.
Yeah.
So then I had a session with Swindle, that mm-hmm. which happened to be my first ever session with Swindle.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course, because Swindle produced Hooper.
Yeah, he co-produced it with me.
Like, oh, right, okay.
It together. So in that session... that's the session that Notes came down to.
Yeah.
And me and Swindle made the beat before he came. And then I think I might have done the first verse.
Mm.
And then he came and he just went in the booth and then it just happened like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair. Captain Hook, man. Notes is Captain Hook, isn't
he? He is.
Should we... I really want... You know, everyone who's listening to the show to kind of take this tune in as well because... Mm. It's just a great story. I think it's a case of there are still artists out there who, no matter their sort of... Notes has had a bloody good year, you know? And for someone to kind of, like you said, just love the music enough to not do something because it's going to benefit them, essentially, is great. And this is audio evidence of that still happens. Mm.
Yeah, I take it for the road. Yeah, I take a glass for the road. People change, you know how it go. Had to rearrange the digits on my phone. Feels like they wanna take the sauce off of me. Looking at mine like it's your property. When we just tryna ball properly. I ain't talking small, I want all the money.
Hooper, ballin' through your city, I'm a hooper. You do me, I'ma do ya. Full time, we gon' see who's the loser. Amen, hallelujah. Ballin' through your city, I'm a hooper. You do me, I'ma do ya. Full time, we gon' see who's the loser.
Yeah, I don't really understand. How they think they know me, cause they see me on the gram. Met last week, I ain't wanna be your man. It's like she wanna see me with a buggy in my hand.
But that can't be me, no way. Cause I'm really tryna touch and go. Can't be stopped, man, I'm on a roll. Really tryna give a dog a vote. Man, I'm too fly when I'm walking. So fly like I'm Jordan. Too high, touch the sky, you too low, so don't force it. Your girl's on my, what do you call it?
Yeah, you know what you call that, don't lie, baby. Lying to my eyes, but they your vibe with me, I ain't surprised. No, I'm still tryna find millies. Gotta call another time, cause my line busy.
Hooper, ballin' through your city, I'm a hooper. You do me, I'ma do ya. Full time, we gon' see who's the loser. Amen, hallelujah. Ballin' through your city, I'm a hooper. You do me, I'ma do ya. Full time, we gon' see who's the loser.
Cool.
Beat who beat me? They can never beat Notes with the free. They should know better than to play with me. Oh no. Hi, now I'm up in my zone. Flex, man, they love the way I roll. Red lights, but I always gotta blow.
I gotta blow like a referee. Man, a wide offside, that's a penalty. Where you're meant to be. Shit, chase it with Hennessy. Soon enough, you're gonna have to pay for my energy. Okay.
Arsenal, staying with the forte. All us man are tired of the board games. Yeah, I know, right? That's what they all say. That's what they all say.
Swoosh, hooper. Ballin' through your city, I'm a hooper. You do me, I'ma do ya. Full time, we gon' see who's the loser. The loser. Amen, hallelujah. Ballin' through your city, I'm a hooper. You do me, I'ma do ya. Full time, we gon' see who's the loser. The loser.
Yeah, that was Hooper by Nux featuring Notes. We've got Nux in the studio right now joining us.
Yo.
We've been chatting about his kind of beginnings and his time spent at boarding school in Nigeria. Mm. And but right now, we're gonna play a little game, aren't we, Nat?
Yes, yeah. Mm. Sean Penn, the actor, mm-hmm. has just released his published his debut novel called Bob Honey, Who Just Do Stuff.
Okay.
Bob Honey, who just do stuff.
So Bob Honey is obviously plural then. Bob Honey's a band. It's more than one person. Bob Honey.
Right, yeah.
Bob Honey must be a band.
Okay, well, the novel is about Bob Honey, an aging septic tank and entrepreneur, Merkin peddler, and government contract killer.
Merkin peddler. What is that?
What the
you know what you know what Merkin is, yeah?
No.
It's a pubic wig.
What? Oh yeah, we talked about this before. Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was some grime, something about Merkin. I was like, what? What's Sean Penn? Okay, cool.
And that also proves that Bob Honey isn't in fact.
It's a man.
Yeah, it's one person.
And he's also a government contract killer of senior citizens because apparently they drain society's resources and produce methane.
Okay.
So it's got you. He obsessively hates his red-haired ex-wife and he obsessively adores a young woman named Annie who has alopecia and is completely hairless.
Mm-hmm.
After they first have sex, he requests that she uses a merkin.
Wait, sorry to cut you off. Is this the blurb of the
book? This is about the book.
Wow.
As he's never won for psychosexual infantilism or paedophilic fantasy.
Okay, cool. So he doesn't want her to be bald down there.
He wants hair.
Okay.
Okay, so Sean likes words a lot. He uses a lot of words.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've got some clips. I've had somebody here today to recite some of the bit of the book. Now you two are both wordsmiths, you both write lyrics, so mm-hmm. you're all about the words. It should be really easy for you to let me know.
Yeah, judging by the title of the book.
I don't know what
he's talking about. Okay, so let's go for clip number one first.
Hence his life remains incessantly infused with her identity infidelity and her abhorrent ascensions to those constant salacious sessions of sexual solitaire she'd seen as self-regard.
Right,
he couldn't get out of his mind the fact that all she thought about was sex.
Very good. Okay, that's quite wordy though.
Wait, he didn't have to. Yeah,
he couldn't. He lost me after the
right.
Like,
I can see.
Word,
I was as confused as nuts when I first. Like, you've nailed it. I think. I mean, I don't even know if you're right because I don't understand. No, what
I don't even know
about.
If I'm right. That was a wild guess.
I didn't even.
Yeah,
I've
right.
never heard before.
I've had to Google some words.
What is that?
Which salacious? Do you mean salacious? Is that? Like he said incessant, which is like sort of constant and mm-hmm. sort of never stopping.
Okay. Yeah.
And salacious is to do with like sex, basically.
Okay, no, I didn't know.
Right,
that.
Okay. Well, maybe you know, there's some words here if you want to write them down for the next track. Can you
I
use
might,
them?
No, I might have to
okay.
do
okay. Well, let's see how you get on with the clip, the extract number two from his book.
Whenever he felt those collisions of incubus and succubus, he punched his way out of the proletariat with the purposeful inputting of covert codes.
Whenever
thereby
all right.
drawing distraction through Scottsdale deployments, dodging the ambush of innocents astray, evading the Viscount Vogue of Viagratic assaults on virtual vaginas, or worse, falling passively into prosaic pastimes.
He loves alliteration, doesn't he? Sean Penn loves a bit of alliteration.
What does he mean?
I beg you, wheel it up. Because okay. I thought it was over no, way before
no, no.
it actually
when
was.
When you
so
think it's a pause, it's just a pause. He's back right. for some more words.
Whenever he felt those collisions of incubus and succubus, he punched his way out of the proletariat with the purposeful inputting of covert codes, thereby drawing distraction through Scottsdale deployments, dodging the ambush of innocents astray, evading the Viscount Vogue of Viagratic assaults on virtual vaginas, or worse, falling passively into prosaic pastimes.
Yeah, what's he chatting about?
I hear what you're saying about the alliteration now. I didn't clock
loves it, innit? Yeah, he yeah, does yeah. love it. So, it sounds like he's saying,
I think he's just having sex in the. It sounds like he's just
virtual vaginas.
Yeah, that's obviously something to do with it feels like it's about sex and class. Punching his way out of the proletariat means like getting out of the working class. Kind of fit, maybe.
Is it?
Yeah, the proletariat are the working class. Basically, okay. They're like the bottom of the sort of social classes in like George Orwell writes about them in 1984. So punching out of them is obviously escaping your social class and the confines of it, maybe. So Viagratic, what is it? Evading Viagratic something
Viscount
Vogue. What the fuck, Sean? Yeah, you kind of you spend so much time trying to figure out what he means in what three words mean
that you completely
forget the other 70.
However, you seem to be talking the language of Sean Penn. So when there's the Idiot's Guide to his book, you're gonna need to rewrite it. So everyone knows what. So, well, okay, we've got another clip. I've got another little clip here. So, okay.
Behind decorative gabion walls, an elderly neighbour sits centurion on his porch, watching Bob with surreptitious soups on.
Okay, I can't remember what soups on means. It's, oh my god.
Is soups on
a word, yeah.
I thought he said soups on. I was like, what is this guy doing?
He's watching him through the wall with like a pot of bachelors on the stove, innit? Yeah, got the soups on, but watching my neighbour through the wall, surreptitiously.
There's a bit of centurion in there, isn't there?
Yeah, like a guard.
Yeah, so we hear it again?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Behind decorative gabion walls, an elderly neighbour sits centurion on his porch, watching Bob with surreptitious soups on.
Because now all I'm thinking is that he says soups on.
I can't get that out of my head now.
What's surreptitious? Because I want to know what kind of soup it was. Like.
Secret soup. Surreptitious soups on.
What's the gabion as well?
I want to know. I'm going to try and remember. I think soups on means calm, maybe? Soups on.
Okay, let's find what that means. Mm.
This is the best book. I need to buy this book.
Right? I know.
Wow. A little bit.
Soups on is a little bit. Just means a little bit.
Wow.
So, you know, probably just put that, Sean, if that
that's
might
what
be
I'm
better.
I mean. It's like he's trying too hard to sound smart.
Okay,
That's it. You literally hit the nail on the head.
Okay, well, we've got one final one, so let's see how we go with this one.
Effervescent lived in his every cellular expression, and she had spizzerinkdom to spare.
Jesus.
I said spizzerinkdom.
That was... wow.
Yeah.
So he was bubbly throughout his whole kind of... It seemed... Effervescence, right?
Yeah.
Throughout what? Sorry, play that again.
Effervescent lived in his every cellular expression, wow, and she had spizzerinkdom to spare.
Oh, we need to draw for the definition of spizzerinkdom, you know?
Which is a word, I'll be honest, I've not come across.
Sounds like a complete... by cellular expression?
Cellular expression.
Yeah, it's true. Like, does he mean...
I don't know.
Like, as related to cells. Or like a cell phone?
He
was always bubbly when he talked on his mobile.
I don't know.
This reminds me of... you know, I'm not sure if you've seen that episode of Friends when someone gave Joey a dictionary. This is literally
the
it.
The thesaurus,
like,
isn't it?
The thesaurus, sorry, yeah. And he just changed everything. It was like, he wanted to say something like, I love you. And he said like, oh, you're cardiac.
Yeah, I do. Because it's when he wants to get them, he wants to write the letter to the adoption agency. Your lingo's too childish. Give him the thesaurus. Someone's given Sean Penn a fucking thesaurus.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's highlighted every word on his... You know, in fact, someone showed him the thesaurus function on his laptop and he's just highlighted every word.
He's gone ham with it.
And he's gone mad.
I did that when I was at uni and I used to think, I'll jazz this word up a
bit. Yeah, you have to. When you feel like you should be needing one sentence.
That's crazy, man.
It's mad.
Spizzerinkdom, the will to succeed, vim, energy, ambition. Any of those words would be better than spizzerinkdom.
Any of those
Any
words.
Of them.
He is basically the antithesis of Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Sean Penn. He's at that. He's the other end of the literary spectrum to Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss kept it simple. That's why he made it. Mm. You understand? That's why that guy bust. But and the thing is, Dr. Seuss came from advertising as well. See, he knew what to say
right
when he told a story.
Well, I I feel like I can't read this book. Give me a headache. It'll take me years to get through this book. The amount of googling I'm going to have to do.
I'll be reading the first paragraph. Like.
Yeah, seriously. I'm out.
I could never ever read that on like the tube because I'd need Wi-Fi or 3G all the time to get on my dictionary
big
app.
Dictionary. To have a big dictionary with you. Just carry your Collins
I'll
dictionary.
I'll be asking the passage. Do you know what this means?
this is our book now.
You know when you read a book or a passage in a book sometimes, you're like, yeah, I need to read that again. I'll be all stuck on page one
seriously.
Forever. I never get past page one.
Yeah. Honestly, it would be quicker to just find Sean Penn and ask him what he means than to get through the book.
You'll go, can I just ask you a question, what this means in your book? You go, which bit? Like, every page?
Basically, yeah.
Stay where you are.
From now on, every single interview Sean Penn ever does because of a film will involve some passage of this book and the question, what the fuck does this mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I like that I've learned a new word today with spizzorinctum.
Yeah, I'll me too, you know. I think I'm going to put that into my vocab and use that, you know.
Okay.
You've got such like spizzorinctum.
Yeah, but
that
yeah,
sounds...
What was
that? Soup song, that's like good, that yeah. So, do you want to taste that soup song? Soup song, it's a small soup song. Soup song.
It would have made more sense actually that bit if he was just watching his neighbour putting in soup on. Then why?
Yeah, I know it's true. Yeah. I want to know about the surreptitious soups you got on there, bruvs. You know what I mean? I want to know about these secret
What's
soups.
What's the secret?
You know, earlier with I was recording it with an intern here called Will, and when we were in here recording it, we were going back, and there were some words we were like having to do that. You know, it tells you how to pronounce.
Yeah,
it.
No, trust
like,
me.
How you say it?
I have to do that all the time.
Spizzorinctum, I don't know how to say that.
The worst is when you emphasise the wrong syllable.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah. It's the worst. It's the worst. But yeah, we've all learned some new words today.
I think so. And I expect to see that in your next.
I want to. Yeah. Do you know what? Soup's on. When I think about. You know, your back catalogue, Nux, Soup Son would fit really
there.
Well
you
into
think?
You. I think so. Because you're a classy rapper. Do you know what I mean? You look at your videos, you look at the context and the content, and you think, this is a classy guy. I could see Soup Son.
I think as you've got the spizzorinctum, which is the will to succeed, you should be able to fit some Soup Son in your song.
Yeah, you should develop the spizzorinctum to infuse some Soup Son into your... And with that, we're going to say thank you so much to Nux for coming in and joining us and helping us read through these excerpts
thank
of Sean Penn's
thank
new
you for
book.
Having me, man.
Before we go and before you go, let people know exactly where they can find you and also, you know, what's coming in the near future. Because we know Hooper's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But what's coming in the near future?
I've got an EP that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. We haven't got a date for it or anything like that yet, but that's coming, so... Mm-hmm. Look out for that.
Yep.
Vows is still out.
Yeah.
I've got a song.
Big
Vows.
Tune. Big tune. So the what's the sample? No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
I was just
it's,
about to
see. Because LL Cool J and Boyz II Men used it for Hey Lover.
Yeah.
But it's Michael Jackson originally, and it's
begins with L.
Liberian Girl. No.
No.
It's
something about a lady.
Lady, Michael Jackson song, Lady.
That's it. Sorry.
Lady, fuck.
Yeah, we got there in the end.
That was, I know that's the kind of thing that would keep you up at night. Just
honestly,
about it
that is
happens
like, you know
to
me
all
too
the
well.
Time, you know.
Yeah, Natalie knows me too well.
No, it's true.
But thanks once again so much for coming through and no chatting worries. To us. And no we're going to leave you with a tune now.
We are.
And I'm back next week Wednesday. Don't know who my special guest co-host is going to be. Might just be me. You never know. But Natalie's going to be here.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see you next week.
Flesh wounds bigger than you. Funny how they all wanna watch my steps, but they gotta run a mile in my shoes. If only you knew exactly what I brought up and through. Make you really wanna roll up, get high, sip into the bottle, see through. If only you knew how much they pay for your silence. How much of all of that money you saved to put on your brother consignment? How did you sleep through the violence? You just get used to the sirens. You just got stuck in the cycle now. They look at you like it's my fault. May not have been in a place to save you. All I can offer is guidance. Nights we were wrecking the mileage. You used to whip with no license. I'm right around with that regular. When we were serving with science. Clearing them water with diamonds. We ain't the whale up beside him. Fuck up the real Panigo. I know the industry evil.
I know a couple of devils and Prada tuxedos. I know they see us like Negroes. Still we came through with that black and white. Seeing numbers like we kneel. Doing numbers like casino. But all that love and a placebo. Energy switch up, phone don't pick up. Subs on Twitter, blood came thicker. Must be the dope, that made you slow. Even with a change, you were still my nigga. Me on the phone, you see me calling. You see me shining, you didn't like it. Must be a project.
In front of you knew I got flesh wounds bigger than you. Funny how they all wanna watch my steps. Where they get around, I'm out of my shoes. In front of you knew exactly what I've been through. Make you really wanna roll up, get high. Sipping to the bottle, see through.
Everybody chat, everybody shook, everybody relax. Stand up straight, don't watch face. Get up when I sing, I never better relapse. Count my steps, clock my pace. Jump my grade, but I don't need that. I just want a crown and a world off my back. I just need Riz and a fountain and a jack. Yeah, yeah, I heard you cool. Didn't need them in the first place, cool. Didn't see them on my worst day, cool. No, we ain't cool, no, we ain't dance. No, we ain't done, man, when I try, take kindness or fool. Married to the game, prenup the divorce. Can't be friends, man, it's not by force. Can't be them, man. They look forced. Nasty. Phone book is looking ghastly. Please don't ever put it past me. You don't want the truth, then why you ask me? Belly empty, think I'm fasting. Turn the heat, I think it's Bali. Let my head down, think I'm Marley. Wailing here forever, ever.
In front of you knew I got flesh wounds bigger than you. Funny how they are when I watch my steps. Where they get around, I'm out of my shoes. In front of you knew exactly what I've been through. Make you really wanna roll up, get high. Seven to the bottle, see through. What are you new?
Tell them to keep the same energy. Come pillow talk with the enemy. That's how I done discovered this jealousy. Cautious, can't lend an ear to the talkers. Me and my niggas do walk-ups. Leave all they fall like it's autumn. Then stay on your mind like a chorus. Fed up of underachieving. You buy what they're selling, you're dreaming. Don't live from hunger by eating you. Get left behind if you're sleeping. How much you gave to the preacher? Racking the base with a visa. Go venture from Nisha. Just to get by like Felicia. Energy switch up, phone don't pick up. Subs on Twitter, blood came thicker. Must be the dope, that made you slow. Even with a change, you were still my nigga. Me on the phone, you see me calling. You see me shining, you didn't like it. Must be a project.
In front of you knew I got flesh wounds, we can.